This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me. Got a caller here from Tokyo. I didn't realize I've been holding for 30 minutes. I'm talking about North Korea, World War III. The Paul Watson's coming up live from London, England. Let's go ahead and go to Yoshi in Tokyo. Yoshi, you're on the air worldwide.
Mr. Jones, it's an honor to be here. My 100-year-old grandmother enjoys the caveman.
Well, thank you.
She lost her balance, so she keeps falling, but she never breaks a bone. I don't know if it's helping, but, yeah, it's tasty, and it's really a staple here.
Wow, you get it shipped all the way to Tokyo. Well, thank you for the support, sir.
Yeah, the shipping cost is really a pain. There's never.
Well, we'll try to get some international distributors or something like, or maybe have 50% off for folks that are overseas or something to alleviate that.
Yeah, that would significantly increase my purchases because sometimes I buy something and then one-third of the cost is just the shipping.
I understand. Itself. Or customs tries to hold it up. I know folks ordering overseas are really, really, really doing it as a service to us, so thank you.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so I'm in Tokyo. I'm half Japanese, but been here most of my life. The issue is North Korea and the belligerent or a diplomatic solution. And, you know, I'm rather disturbed or sad to see that InfoWars or yourself have taken a stance that there is no diplomatic solution. But I have faith in your ability to read and do research, but it seems maybe Mr. noticed that there's this old treaty called the Agreed Framework, which initially was supposed to halt nuclear weapons development by North Korea by stopping their construction of these nuclear
Sure, the framework agreement was give them reactors and everything, and they stopped doing it, but they gave them reactors that can build the fissile material. So I'm aware of all those framework agreements, but it goes back to, like, Jimmy Carter and people, right?
No, the framework agreement is under Clinton.
Sure, that's when they transferred them the stuff, but I think they started negotiations. I'm saying with Clinton, they used Jimmy Carter as the envoy.
Yeah, but perhaps the misunderstanding is that giving them the agreement, under the agreement, is to give them light water reactors, but there was never any funding to do so. The U.S. Congress did not want to do so.
Well, let me say this. I do believe there's diplomatic stuff. I don't want a war. I've only looked at both sides of this, and I think Kim Jong-un's a really bad guy and is firing missiles right over, you know, your country, Japan. But I mean, I think a war would be disastrous, but I know even the Japanese government's getting more hardline with Kim Jong-un. Well, I mean, why do you think that's happening, and what do you think should happen?
Look, if Japan wasn't such a cucked country because of, well, being bombed back to the Stone Age, so to speak, and with the new treaty, constitution, and all the brainwashing that the Americans instituted subsequently to make us feel so thoroughly guilt-ridden that we aren't so militarist, but economic sanctions on an extremely poor country won't help at all. But you see,
it would just starve more people. But you're saying if you had your own military, then North Korea wouldn't be acting like this, or what are you saying?
No, if we did, then we probably have already sent special forces in the 80s or 90s to reclaim our people. Japan really loathes North Korea, especially after they've abducted our people, but that's not really...
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, used to kidnap lots of folks just for his own sexual pleasure.
Sexual pleasure and forcing people to teach their spies, Japanese, or other things, technical things.
But there you are saying how bad North Korea is, and then we're bad for saying they're bad. I mean, I'm just not going to say they're good. That's all.
So, yeah, that's a given. They're universally hated, and one of the phrases we like to say is that North Korea is like the the vile armpit of Asia. Nobody wants to get...
Well, it's certainly an oppressive communist regime. Thank you for the call, Yoshi. Thanks for your support. Call back again. I'd love to talk longer. Paul Watson's coming up. Stay with us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
Well, live it is, the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have a special guest. He's an actor and a model. Young guy just making his way in the world. He was fired for supporting Donald Trump. He was fired for being a conservative. He's going to tell you the full story. It ties into the whole Harvey Weinstein situation, which is still blowing up. Hillary Clinton. It took Hillary Clinton less than, 5 hours to blame the NRA for the Las Vegas massacre. It took her 5 days to disavow, to finally condemn Harvey Weinstein. This is CNN. Hillary Clinton condemned longtime Democratic donor Harvey Weinstein. Hillary Clinton condemned disgraced Hollywood executive Harvey Weinstein on Tuesday, marking her first public comments on the matter since reports of his alleged predatory behavior broke 5 days ago. So is she going to give the $1 million+ that Harvey Weinstein donated to her campaign to a rape victim charity? Don't hold your breath. She said, quote, "The behavior described by women cannot be tolerated." That's what Hillary Clinton said about Harvey Weinstein. "The behavior described by women cannot be tolerated." Unless your name is Bill Clinton, of course, and then Hillary will not only tolerate that behavior, she'll intimidate the victims on your behalf. So she finally condemned it after 5 days. We have countless Hollywood celebrities who have worked closely with Weinstein, who have spiked this story, who have helped get this story spiked in the past, still refusing to come out. Matt Damon, prime amongst them. It's amazing. The most self-righteous people, the most vehement self-righteous people on every other issue, which is what Matt Damon is, those are always the people who have the biggest skeletons in the closet. He was one of the guys who made the phone call back in 2004 when this was about to blow up in the New York Times. They spiked it. It was Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Well, even Ben Affleck now is being forced to come out 5 days later and disavow. But again, after everybody else already did it, he was the first one that should have disavowed it, because he helped spike this story back in 2004 when the New York Times had it and they sunk it. So this continues to rumble. Of course, we had new revelations today. The New Yorker has put out a giant article, which I've read most of it. It'll take you about an hour to read the whole thing, detailing what these victims actually went through. And it really puts to shame those people who have been claiming over the past few days that there's any equivalency between the Trump grabber by the you-know-what tape and the serial mechanized industrial abuse that Harvey Weinstein wrought over the course of 3 decades. Remember, we had Brian Stelter of CNN. We had Rob Reiner come out yesterday, a couple of days ago, and say, oh, Trump is even worse. Trump's locker room talk is worse than this guy allegedly raping women. If you read about the details of it, we can't get into the details of it because they're so graphic. He's comparing Trump's Hollywood access tape Well, he said, you know, they let them grab you by the you-know-what, to actual incidents where Harvey Weinstein would lure these women, frightened young women often, less than 25 years old, a lot of them, he would lure them to his hotel room, he would strip down naked, expose himself, basically grab their head, and force them to perform oral sex, which is rape. They're comparing that to Trump laughing and saying, oh, yeah, these women throw themselves at you. They'll let you grab them.
And by the way, this guy could get any stars that wanted a job to do it or the best call girls. He wanted the power over these young women, particularly young, 18 years old, you name it. He wanted them to basically vomit while the pig creature raped them, reportedly.
No, that's exactly it. He wanted the power. He could have paid for prostitutes. He was a multimillionaire. This is a quote, Alex, from the New Yorker article.
Weinstein's worth billions. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, this is one of the victims. This is a quote. I was very petrified, but I didn't want to show him that I was petrified because I could feel that the more I was freaking out, the more he was excited. Now, this is a young woman who, was lured up to his hotel room on false pretenses. They were often told, oh, yeah, there's going to be another woman there to discuss a business arrangement or whatever. She added, it was like a hunter with a wild animal. The fear turns him on. She said she was leaving and he panicked. We haven't done anything, she remembered him saying. It's like being in a Walt Disney movie. So the fear that these women showed, the more nervous and frightened they got, the more it turned him on. So that's what it was all about. This is a more kind of a serial killer thing.
Not and that's that why they're into kids. It's the because it's about panicking people.
Yeah. It's like the hunters, like what they say. It's like seeing the animal panic. The predator gets more excited the more the animal panics. They savor the kill even more. And that's the same kind of attitude that these victims describe with Harvey Weinstein. You've got his allies still coming out. Fashion designer Donna Karan defending him. She basically said these women were asking for it. Now, that's an important distinction to make. Of course, none of these women are asking for it by the way they dress. The way they behave, in many cases, they were lured. They were procured under false pretenses. It wasn't a date situation. It was a business situation in the vast majority of these cases where these women were raped. They were going there for a meeting. They thought they'd get a business opportunity. It wasn't a romantic thing. So, again, to compare it to the Trump grab them by the you-know-what tape is a complete misnomer. You have to make that distinction. These were frightened young women. This wasn't a romantic situation. Now, there is a situation where certain women, some women, are predatory and will throw themselves at famous men because power is an aphrodisiac. That's the context of the Trump Hollywood access tape. It has nothing to do with rape. It's Trump talking about predatory women who throw themselves at famous men. If you want to deny that that exists, then fine, you're living in an alternate reality. It does. But again, that's some women. Not all women. These women described in these cases were not meeting him under any kind of pretense. They weren't interested in him sexually or romantically. He's a big fat blob. He's a horrible individual. This was completely predatory on the part of Weinstein. So to blame the victims, which of course is what we hear in the cases of Islamic grooming, especially over in this country, leftists blaming the victims because they're wearing skirts or whatever, they're walking through the streets at night. We see it once again with the left in this case, with the big fashion designer coming out and defending him, despite the fact that, again, when you get into the details of this, there's no room for defense.
And, Paul, let me just add one point. If I can, I'm going to get out of here, but I've been eating my lunch watching you break this down. The very same feminist people are coming out defending him. These older feminist women are coming out saying, oh, these women asked for it. Well, these are the same feminists that claim all men are rapists and Western culture is evil, but they love Islam. And so the very Hollywood that covered this up is the one telling us that the West is bad while they defend Islam because they get off on the power that Islam has over women. These are truly deviant, evil people, as you've been saying.
No, they're the first ones to blame. I mean, look at the college rape hoax. They claim that 1 in 4, 1 in 5 women were going to be victims of rape on college campuses. They based that on a study which was completely out of the norm, based on an adult community center in one instance. And suddenly that became a narrative echoed across the world. Even Obama started talking about it. But when it's one of their own, it literally takes them 5 days, 5 days after these revelations come out to finally distance themselves from him. And you've still got people like Michael Moore, who praised Weinstein in a 2015 tweet, basically said he was amazing to work with. Michael Moore has still not disavowed, even after the onrush, even after the deluge of people who disavowed today, including Ben Affleck. You've got Michael Moore, you've got Matt Damon, in fact, I tweeted about it. Colin Firth, another one who worked closely with Weinstein, who is not disavowed. And again, these are the same people who will line up and attack Trump all day for not disavowing David Duke during the campaign, even though he did over and over again. Do you disavow? Do you disavow? Yes, I disavow. A week later, do you disavow? Yes, I disavow. They're obsessed with disavowals. As soon as it's their turn to disavow anything, they go AWOL. Matt Damon, Michael Moore, Colin Firth, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Russell Crowe. And again, it's always these actors like Leonardo DiCaprio who are so vehement and morally righteous about all their little pet political issues. And they'll never shut up about them while being complete hypocrites, like with DiCaprio taking private jets everywhere, hanging out on giant yachts with oil billionaires while lecturing you about your energy use. They're always the same kind of people, so vehement, so righteously indignant, and they're the ones who are completely silent. All of them buddies.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're going to play a clip in a second of some audio that was uncovered of Harvey Weinstein verbally attempting to seduce, is the wrong word, abuse is probably a more accurate word, abuse one of these victims into basically going along with his sick, perverted fantasy. This is not even the worst one. There are a lot worse cases than this, which are in the New Yorker article. We're going to go to that clip in a second. First, I want to tell you about some of these specials we've got at InfoWarsStore.com, because these aren't going to be around for long. BrainForce is still available at 50% off. For a limited time, we're giving you 50% off our popular nootropic, BrainForce Plus, at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you've heard me recommend this. This really gives you mental clarity when it's needed without that junk side effect you get out of coffee. It's a smooth feeling, and it really does work. I took it when I went over to Austin a couple of times, actually, after having jet lag, and it really does perk you up. This really does work. There are a lot of similar competitors, but this is the best one, and it's available at 50% off. Massive discount right now on BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purifier, which is 20% off. For a limited time, the air in your home is filled with dust, bacteria, allergens, and viruses. But with the revolutionary air purification system, the Alexa Pure Breeze, you can remove up to 99.97% of airborne toxins and contaminants in your home for a healthy, clean environment. And that's available right now for 20% off. You also have the Emrix Essentials. You're going to buy these products anyway. Things like body wash, organic mouthwash, healthy products that you're going to get anyway, and they're 50% off. Again, a massive discount, so stock up on Emrix Essentials, organic household products, all natural, toxin-free, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time, and help grow this broadcast as we continue to take on this deep state establishment, which has been somewhat embarrassed by these Harvey Weinstein revelations in recent days. Now the deluge of celebrities and politicians on the left are finally coming forward with their disavowals, too little too late. Of course, on the first night of this, or the first couple of nights, the late night comedy shows, which railed endlessly about Roger Ailes and Bill O'Reilly, did not mention this once. They finally had to all mention it in unison last night and make jokes about it, because of course the previous night they had written the jokes, and they were basically sworn off telling them. Protection, once again. If you find out about the level of abuse, the sheer level of abuse that Weinstein got away with for so long, he had to have powerful protectors at every single level of Hollywood. And of course, many of those same people work within television as well. So why do you think it took all this time, all this public pressure, to make these people come forward and to make those late-night talk show hosts actually have to mention this? Now we're going to go to this clip, which is basically Weinstein with one of his victims. Now, from what I read, I believe they're stood outside his hotel room. He's basically trying to go into the hotel room and get naked, which is what he tried to do in almost every instance. He's trying to convince this woman to come into the room with him, having already groped her previously. Let's go to this clip.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry. No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me.
I
need to know a person.
I won't do a thing.
I don't want.
Losing, please. I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
Sit with me, but I
promise.
Don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. 1 minute.
No, I ask
you. Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want.
Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. That's it. If you don't, if you embarrass me in this hotel.
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a fight with me.
No, not anything.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children. Please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable
right
now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can. Why yesterday you touch my breast?
No, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
Here. No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. I will. But never call me again. Okay? I'm sorry. I promise you I won't do it again.
I know, but yes, there was too much.
The guy is coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to leave.
Okay, bye.
So there you hear Harvey Weinstein, again, trying to groom this poor woman, trying to basically verbally beat her down to come into his hotel room. You heard him say there that he was used to it. What did he mean by that? Well, that was revealed in a separate instance where he bragged about being used to women saying no. And they said no over and over and over again until he pressured them into it, either physically or via verbal intimidation. Threats that he would ruin their careers if they didn't go along with it. So that's what he meant when he said, oh, I'm used to it. When she kept saying, no, 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 I don't want to go in, I don't want to go in. And going back to what I said before, he got excitement, according to one of his victims, he got excited. The more they resisted, the more frightened they became. That actually turned him on. This is the level of depravity that we're dealing with here. Let's read another quote from the New Yorker article, again, from one of his female victims. I was very petrified. Again, that's the one we just read out. She said that he got off on her freaking out. I mean, that's basically serial killer mentality. Not that he's a serial killer, but it's the same kind of mentality. There's another quote, and it's by the same woman who said, quote, I know that everybody, I mean everybody in Hollywood, knows that it's happening. Of course, that was before the last couple of days of revelations when nobody had come out and disavowed it. So everybody knew about it back then. He's been getting away with it for 3 decades. Same thing with the Jimmy Savile pedophile scandal over in Britain, where everybody in the entertainment industry in Britain knew about it. And he got away with it because he was being protected by higher ups. Who's protecting Harvey Weinstein? Who was protecting him, at least, for the past 3 decades? That will probably never come to light, will it? We do know that Matt Damon, who still hasn't come out and disavowed him, this is out of the Daily Mail, Matt Damon called spineless profiteer who stays silent by Harvey Weinstein victim Rose McGowan. Matt Damon may soon be forced to comment on the decades of sexual harassment Harvey Weinstein inflicted upon his staff and a number of Hollywood actresses after one of those stars took aim at the Oscar-winning writer and star of Good Will Hunting. And again, this is about how they found out, or they knew about the fact that Weinstein's procurer was being paid $400,000 a year for a role in a film company when he was doing nothing whatsoever in that film company. His entire job was to procure women so that Harvey Weinstein could try and sexually abuse them. Matt Damon, according to this article, and Russell Crowe knew about it. They made phone calls that spiked an investigation in the New York Times back in 2004, 13 years ago, they helped cover it up. Absolutely incredible revelations. We'll be back though with our guest, continuing to talk about Hollywood after the break. Infowars.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but seven other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Paul Joseph Watson in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to our guest now because, as I've been discussing, we've seen how Hollywood treats alleged serial sex abusers, lets them get away with it, defends them for 30 years plus, in the case of Harvey Weinstein. Now we're going to see, we're going to take a look into how Hollywood and the entertainment industry treats people with conservative beliefs. And we're talking to our guest, who is Lucas Dooza, a young model and actor And we're going to get his side of the story of what happened to him. You're going to want to hear this. And he is live with us now. Lucas, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Now, you're a young model actor. You were hired by this agency. You signed a contract with them. If you want to name the agency, that's up to you. But tell us what happened over the past week or so.
Well, basically, so as you said, a year and a half ago, I was given the opportunity to work with this agency. And during this time, I developed a presence on social media. But the agency was with the fact that I was expressing my views politically, and specifically, they really disliked a photo that I had on Facebook with it was President Trump with a caption that read, "My President." And a few months later, so like last week, I was informed that my by email that my contract had been terminated due to my polarizing views. And it's important to remember that polarizing to the left is anything that, I mean, factual that they can't agree with. And now, Paul, something like this definitely wouldn't have happened if I would have encouraged blowing up the White House like Madonna did publicly. And it wouldn't have happened if I supported kneeling for the anthem or for the flag of the United States. And definitely wouldn't have happened if I would have been making threats like we see many leftists do on social media towards our president.
And so you were posting these pro-Trump memes. And I mean, let's get it clear. You're 16, 17 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 17.
So you're not even old enough to vote. But they were so triggered. They were so insecure at the fact that you had, God forbid, conservative political opinions. You posted some things. Tell us exactly the process of how they informed you and then what happened. What was your response to them basically threatening to fire you, right?
Yeah, so like I just received an email one day, and I mean, they just told me that they weren't going to, they don't want to be associated with someone that has the views, the polarizing views, which I had, according to them, of course. And they just said that they won't appreciate and they don't have a placement for me at the agency.
Absolutely insane. So a 17-year-old kid, they were so triggered by this, so left perplexed by this, like they'd never had it before. They'd never seen anyone, God forbid, express conservative political beliefs. Now, is there any kind of legal recourse on this? Are you going to try and pursue it legally, or are you just going to leave it as it is for now and try and get a contract with another agency?
You know, I've got input from many of my other friends, and they just said that, you know, if they're not going to accept you there, then just try somewhere else. And I mean, I'm probably not going to sue them just because, I mean, my attorney said that it's freedom of speech. So, I mean, I think I'm just going to leave it as it is and just find work with another agency that will actually appreciate my work.
Absolutely incredible. And just to make it clear to people, James Woods came out a couple of years ago and said the reason he doesn't expect to work in Hollywood again is that he criticized Obama. We literally now have to have clandestine secret societies of conservatives in Hollywood where they can meet and express their opinions without fear of censure, and being in fear of people destroying their careers. On the flip side, we've got this Harvey Weinstein thing, which we'll get into in a moment. But, I mean, Lucas, did you have any idea going into this industry as a young man trying to get a start in this industry how utterly intolerant they are? And what does it say about them that they react in this way to a 17-year-old guy with conservative political opinions?
You know, going into this industry, I know that, like, I mean, you have to be a liberal, be a liberal in the entertainment industry. And if you're publicly a conservative, you're seen as a racist, as a sexist, all these things that the leftists see in us. And honestly, I think it's just upsetting with everything. I mean, there are many, many people in Hollywood that are not appreciative of conservatives and they say that they're tolerant of other ideologies. Well, it doesn't seem like they truly are. I mean, you look at Stacey Dash, you look at all these other actresses, that were actually fired and, like, not, they didn't want to, their agencies or whatever, clients didn't want to associate themselves with someone that's a conservative.
Now, we've seen Hollywood losing money. In fact, I'm going to do a big video on this in a couple of days' time. Their box office receipts are down now, even on what they were in 2002, despite the fact that they have way more screens. They had the worst summer, I believe, in terms of box office income in 15 years, the worst summer box office income in Hollywood. Do you think that's to do with this kind of virtue signaling that we see inserted into everything at the movie level, at the TV level, that Americans are finally starting to get jaded? They're finally starting to switch off. Or do you think the reason why Hollywood's starting to struggle in terms of income is basically that people are making crappy movies, they have no imagination, you know, everything's a superhero sequel? But do you think also there's some level of, you know, jaded sentimentality among Americans where they see now that Hollywood, in the culture war, is basically being used as a political tool to bludgeon people into compliance, into carrying, into adopting leftist dogmas, and they've just stopped caring about their primary role, which is to make good movies? What do you think about that?
Well, I definitely agree with you. I think that the fact is, like, Americans are really upset with the fact, and, I mean, just look at the NFL. I mean, you have the ratings down. Why? Because you're targeting our flag. You're targeting our anthem, and it's despicable. And the American people, we can see it. They're not going to tolerate it. We've seen it with the election of President Trump. They're sick and tired of all these of the establishment in Hollywood and in Washington. You see all the corruption, the lies, the secrets, the dark side of Hollywood. And that's, you see that trend in Washington, D.C. as well. And the American people aren't going to tolerate it. And that's why the numbers are low for Hollywood.
Now, talking about the dark side of Hollywood, obviously today we've been talking about these Harvey Weinstein revelations. In the past, we've had revelations from other Hollywood child actors. Obviously, you're not in the industry fully yet, but you may have some knowledge of this. Of this sexual abuse, at some levels it's the Harvey Weinstein type. At other levels, it's actually accusations of pedophilia in Hollywood. Of course, we had the whole Roman Polanski scandal, which rumbled on for decades, with people like Meryl Streep saying that she was sorry he was in jail. Some of the same people that were close to Harvey Weinstein have defended Roman Polanski in the past. Just from your experience, which I know is going to be limited at this stage, but have you heard these stories about this mass sexual abuse problem within Hollywood just from getting into the industry?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've read into all these things, and I'm really disgusted by all these allegations, and definitely don't want to glorify these actions. However, what is troubling is that neither, for example, with the Weinstein case, neither Hillary nor Obama have called out these allegations, even given that they nearly ruined Trump after allegations against him surfaced. And it's just yet another example of the hypocrisy on the left and them just turning a blind eye whenever monetary campaign donations are involved.
All right, stay there, Lucas Souza. We'll be back after the break. Don't go away. This is Trump Show Live, Infowars.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
With
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly
still. We are live. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, talking to Lucas Duser, who is a young up-and-coming model and actor who was told, who was informed by his agency that he would be fired because of his political support on social media. He wasn't even an activist. He wasn't really that visible. He was just expressing support for conservative ideas, for Donald Trump on Twitter, that he would be fired if he did not remove those posts. Lucas, they actually said, if you remove the post, then things might get better and they might keep you on. That's what they told you, right?
Yeah, they did. That's exactly what they told me after I had a meeting with them a few months back. And, you know, obviously I kind of said no. I didn't want to remove my posts. And I think that if I was going to lose my job then for supporting the president, then that's kind of silly, you know?
It's amazing. I mean, we have an industry with Hollywood that protects this serial sexual abuser of women, Harvey Weinstein, for 30-plus years. It takes most of them 5 days to come out and disavow him. That's the kind of thing that they will tolerate for 30 years. You've got conservative views as a 16, 17-year-old up-and-coming actor, and that cannot be tolerated. Absolutely incredible. Even with TV now, you've got, you know, Tim Allen. He had the big hit show with ABC for the time slot. It was doing really well. Last Man Standing. That got cancelled. We speculated it was because of his conservative views, which, again, weren't even that vehemently expressed. But he later came out and confirmed that that was probably why they cancelled it. You've got a Hollywood secret society where they literally have to have clandestine meetings. You've got people coming out blowing the whistle. Elijah Wood, the Lord of the Rings star, came out last year and said that he was preyed upon as a child actor. You've got a big paedophile problem in the music industry in Hollywood. You've got big serial sexual abusers. But no, you're the problem. A 17-year-old with a Twitter account. Absolutely incredible. I mean, does it put you off pursuing your career knowing how ridiculously hypocritical and, in fact, dirty and seedy that this industry is?
You know, I don't think it really puts me off. I just think it kind of empowers me. I want to go into this industry. I know it's hard as a conservative, but I'm still going to fight it, and I've set my goals high, and I'm going to follow them regardless of what others say or what others think of my political views.
So at no stage did you think, oh, I can just hide my political views and things are going to be a lot easier? That thought process never crossed your mind, right?
I would say maybe it did for a short period of time. But then I thought, like, where's the freedom of speech? I mean, I'm going to express my opinions. I mean, they're not, as long as I'm not threatening someone, I'm going to support my president. I'm going to be proud of my country, and I'm going to be proud of my flag, and I'm going to be proud of everything American. I'm not going to hide that.
Amazing. Well, it's not a surprise that it happened. I guess the only surprise is that you're so young and yet they got so insecure and targeted you for it anyway. That's the surprising angle a bit. But just in closing here, tell people how they can follow you on Twitter and any other information you want to tell them about.
Well, exactly. Go follow. Please, I would like to ask for everyone to follow on Twitter. I'm going to be posting more information about the entire story, the process, and everything. I mean, I'm still trying to get in contact with the agency. But definitely I've had some supporters already, like, sending threatening messages, and I condemned any threatening messages that were sent toward the agency. I don't think that as conservatives we should be doing things like that. We should be better than what the leftists are doing. Living in Chicago, I can see on a daily basis what the left is doing in the streets, and I don't want any threats or negative things going towards the agency. I just think that I'm going to get through this one way or another.
All right, we'll leave it there, but kudos to you for standing up for your beliefs. Lucas Duza, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me again.
My pleasure. There goes Lucas again. No surprise that that's how Hollywood reacts. That's how they handle people coming into the industry. Not even established actors who come out and, God forbid, express conservative beliefs. I guess once they get to a beachhead where they're actually successful, then they have some level of protection. But for them to be this irate, this intent on not even allowing people with conservative opinions to get in the industry in the first place, as obviously they tried to do, that's the incredible aspect of this story that I wanted to bring to people's attention. We've got a few minutes left here, though, so let's dip into some final news stories. Zero Hedge reports Home Depot panics over millennials forced to host tutorials on using tape measures and hammering nails. Millennials are such crybabies that they've spent a lot more time being offended over people using the wrong pronouns and things like that, that they don't have basic life skills. It mentions mopping the floor. Most of them don't know how to mop a floor, and now Home Depot and other businesses like that are starting to freak out. They're actually putting out how-to videos on how to mop floors, use tape measures, and hammer nails. This is an actual business concern from Home Depot, from Scott's Miracle-Gro as well, who point out in this article that a lot of millennials don't know that plants need sunlight to grow or they die. The millennials don't understand that. They're keeping their plants in their basement or wherever, and they're all dying because they've got no idea about basic biology or how to use a tape measure or how can anyone not know how to mop a floor? This is literally like baby level skills, but they're freaking out about it. They're having to put out all these how-to videos to train people the most basic of basic skills. What does that tell you about this generation? The anti-Trump late-night comedy lineup keeps plummeting. This is an article out of Washington Examiner. And they point out that while America was laughing at Twitter and watching YouTube videos, late night was slipping. And again, this is a point I got into in the previous segment. Hollywood is losing money. They're hemorrhaging their audience. Because again, these movies, these TV shows have been turned into political weapons when the primary focus is identity politics, virtue signaling, and amplifying leftist political dogmas. They lose focus of their primary role, what it should be, which is to make entertaining content. I mean, look at Stephen Colbert. Every single night, Trump this, Trump that. I mean, you expect a bit of it, yeah. But it's just relentless. Anything he does, anything he tweets. And it's quite nasty, of course, with Stephen Colbert. He isn't writing most of it, but it just shows you the people behind the scenes are jumping on this train. You've now got Hollywood producers, you've got TV executives telling them that they're not being political enough, that Americans should have more of this rammed down their throats. It's not working. People are turning out in droves, tuning out in droves, I should say. Writing in the Federalist, Ben Dominic points out that the late-night viewership of ABC, CBS, plus NBC this week barely broke 8 million viewers. Combined, not long ago, retired NBC funny man Jay Leno was bringing in 6 million viewers all on his own. What caused the network's comics to start flopping? Obviously, the generational demographics and technological developments can't be discounted. Millennials don't watch as much television. But again, some of it is due to virtue signaling, because then if you look at the news channels, Sean Hannity is kicking their butt. People are tuning out, and it's not the sole reason. Obviously, Netflix, other options, YouTube are a big part of it. But they're tuning out because they're getting jaded with this relentless politicization of comedy, of sports, of movies, of music, of entertainment, and the quality is declining. The quality is noticeably declining. People are tuning out. Of course, over on YouTube, you've got the late-night comedy channels doing quite well for themselves. It's the only beachhead that they've established on YouTube in terms of the left. They have Trump's tweet where he calls them out for not calling out the Harvey Weinstein scandal early enough. But over on YouTube, you've got these late-night comedy channels, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, etc., doing quite well for themselves. Now, could that be anything to do with the fact that YouTube has afforded them a top-tier partner status level where they can't be demonetized and where they're getting pushed up to the number one trending spot almost every time? Jimmy Kimmel comes out with his rant on Las Vegas. It gets less views than other videos that were released at exactly the same time, but it goes to number one on trending. That's not pure algorithm. That's somebody cultivating and selecting that to become number one, just like Facebook got caught selecting their trending news topic to shove out conservative topics, to silence conservative voices. It's a completely rigged game, but Americans are getting sick and tired of it. You've seen what's happening with the NFL. They're really starting to turn off because they're sick of this relentless polarization, this relentless shoving down the throats of leftist narratives, when at the end of the day, they just want to turn all that off. They just want to be entertained. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. War Room is coming up. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.